shores and people. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession.
Good morrow to all you Yahweh maniacs out there. Greetings! This is part 9 of Chosen. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Chosen is found in the Word Studies menu. We are continuing our study on the identity of the chosen ones of Yahweh. There are millions of people that do not understand Scripture, or that believe what unchosen and self-ordained preachers have taught them regarding God's people. They would have you believe that it's any group of people that are either Gentiles, the church, anyone who accepts Jesus, or is a believer that has declared themselves saved. They even teach that the Jews are God's people. These false preachers and the Jews will never tell you who the chosen people really are. Missing from that list of supposedly chosen peoples is the people which Yahweh chose. Did you know who was not named on that list? Well, it's the children of Jacob Israel, the chosen people of the entire Scriptures. The one and only group of anointed people born from above that were given the laws, covenants and promises, and that are called by Yahweh's name and are his inheritance. It's not the Jews, because the Jews are the devil's children, and they do his desire. It's not the Gentiles, because that is a Latin word with an added and incorrect meaning of non-Jew, which does not belong in the Hebrew and Greek texts. The whole fable and false doctrine of Gentiles is a fabrication and designed to keep Yahweh's chosen ones ignorant and in the dark. It's not the church, because the word church does not belong in the Bible either. Queen James and his Rosicrucian Freemason queer sorcerer editor changed the Greek word ecclesia to church, which is not the same thing. The ecclesia is the called-out body of obedient Israelites. The church is a pagan temple filled with racial aliens and stiff-necked, proud, pork-eating antinomians And rather than building the kingdom, they're more worried about personal salvation, supporting Israel, and catching the ball game and a barbecue pork sandwich, while the ladies are infatuated with selfies and shopping. They are all numbed by the Happy Meal message of God is love, don't litter, and obey the Jewish-run government, while their last brain cells are being irradiated by the microwave cell tower in their Egyptian sun pillar on the roof of their synagogue of the walking dead. It's not the believers, or those who've accepted Jesus and declared they're saved, because that's all they know, and they worship that which they know not, which is Haimi Jesus, the Lord Baal, the Jews, the symbols of the fish of Dagon, the cross of Tammuz, and some even worship baby Jesus, Mary, and the saints. We know who we worship. We know who God's chosen people are. We are not only plainly seeing it in these studies, but we have responded to the divine influence and the law written on our hearts. And we do the things contained in the law and commandments. We know our heritage. We know who we are and whose we are. Because the children of Jacob Israel are the chosen people of Yahweh Elohim. Let's get right into it. Divisions arose because some people liked this preacher more than that preacher. 1 Corinthians 3:6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but Elohim gave the growth. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but Elohim that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with Elohim. You are Elohim's husbandry, Elohim's building. Paul is telling them to avoid doubtful disputations, arguments that divide. Each person has particular duties or gifts. When working together, all are one. Verse 10. According to the grace, or favor, or divine influence of Elohim, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. Paul founded the assemblies in Corinth. Verse 11. For another foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Yeshua Christ. Paul and the apostles built upon the original words of Yahweh and the doctrine of Christ. So why are there 33,000 other foundations, and why did they not take heed of what they have done with the divine message by changing it? The Ministry of the Apostles, 1 Corinthians 4:1. Let a man so account of us, as of the servants of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of Elohim. Stewards is G 36:23, oikonomos, which means a manager of a household. Verse 2. Moreover, it is required with stewards that a man be found trustworthy. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be examined of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I examine not my own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby proven. But he that examines me is Yahweh. Paul doesn't care what men say about him. He will preach the gospel as it was given to him anyway. Don't forget, the Jews were teaching a counterfeit religion, and as a result, even some Israelites were teaching the same lies they were taught. Just like today's preachers teaching lies and delusions based on the 33,000 perverted versions of all the denominations. Verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, or prematurely, until the Master come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of Elohim. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. A figure transferred. What Paul is saying is he has changed the illustration of the message so they may comprehend it, hence the term milk and meat. He wasn't changing the message. He was delivering it in terms they could understand. The life that Yahweh has assigned. 1 Corinthians 7:17. But as Elohim has distributed to every man, as Yahweh has called, or bidden, or called forth, everyone, so let him walk. And so prescribe I in all the assemblies. Is any man called, being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called, or called forth, in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of Elohim. Let every man abide in the same calling, or in the same divine invitation, wherein he was called, or wherein he was called forth. Paul is saying, no matter how you are called, whether a circumcised Judean who practiced the Torah, or of the nations, meaning the uncircumcised dispersed 10 tribes, who did not practice the law, it matters not. If you are called, remain in the manner you are called. In other words, you don't have to get circumcised at that point. However, newborn males are to be circumcised on the 8th day, according to the law. Verse 21. Are you called, or are you called forth, being a servant or a bondman? Care not for it. But if you may be made free, use it rather. In this instant, if you were called by Yahweh, and you were a bondman, and if you had the means to become free, do so. For he that is called, or for he that is called forth in the master, being a bondman, is the master's free man. Likewise also he that is called, or called forth, being free, is Christ's servant. You are free if you keep Christ's commandments. If he has called you, you are his servant. But he's the best boss you'd ever have, and serving him is truly a blessing. Verse 23. You are bought with a price. Be not you the slaves of men. Brethren, let every man, wherein he is called, or wherein he is called forth, therein abide with Elohim. Yahweh calls each one of us differently. Some he calls early, some late, some out of darkness, some out of the light, some for a small job, some for a lifetime. If you are uncircumcised or even have tattoos when he calls you, you don't have to get circumcised or remove your tattoos. You just put on the new man and don't look back. Galatians 1:6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called, or called forth, you into the grace, or favor, or divine influence of Christ unto another gospel. The Greek reads, I, Paul, am astonished seeing that so quickly you are changed from he who has been calling you in favor of the anointed, meaning the group, the called-out seed of Jacob, to another good message, which is not another, or which is no other good message, but there be some that agitate you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Paul is saying that Others, meaning the Judaizers, will come in sheep's clothing and try to agitate or pervert the truth. He's warning of false preachers. Verse 8. But though we, or a messenger from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Accursed is G331, anathema, and means devoted to the direst of woes, banned, excommunicated. Anathema is best used in 1 Corinthians 16:22. If any man love not the Prince Yeshua Christ, let him be anathema maranatha. Anathema is a Greek word meaning accursed. Maranatha is a Hebrew word meaning the approaching judgment, the return of our Master. It can mean until he cometh. Mara means to rebel. Natha means tear out, overthrow. Anathema, maranatha. He must be accursed, a rebel, or he who is a rebel, to be destroyed. Consider how serious this is. As you know by now, there are over 33,000 so-called Christian denominations. Do any of them preach the gospel of Christ? You should be answering no. How could they be preaching the gospel when they don't know who they are or whose they are? They don't know their heritage, done away with the law, believe the Jews are Israel, and they worship a Jewish Jesus. Sure doesn't sound like the gospel of Scripture. So are they all accursed? Are they all anathema maranatha? Are they all rebels, accursed and devoted to destruction? Are any of them called? Are they saints? Are they chosen ones? It matters who and what we believe. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Prince Yeshua Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The Greek again is better. Verse 3. Blessed be Yahweh, even the Father of our Prince Yeshua Christ, who has blessed us among the anointed, meaning the group, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Christos does not always refer to Christ. It quite often refers to the anointed people or group, Israelites. Verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, or set apart, and without blame before him in love. Holy is hagios, the same word used for saint. We are to be blameless, set apart from unrighteousness. The word should implies that since we are of the chosen seed of Abraham, and therefore have a called out purpose, the test is that we should act accordingly. Just believing does not make one holy. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yeshua Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. The word adoption, used only 5 times, is an incorrect translation. The Greek word euiathesia means placement of son or position of son. Adopting someone who is not an Israelite is not what this word means. As children of Israel mature into learned and obedient servants of faith, or the belief, which really means allegiance, to the kingdom, we are placed into position of sons and daughters. Only those of this family, seed, race, are eligible. The churches teach that anybody can be adopted if they believe, that you get to choose to be saved and go to heaven. If you have eyes to see, Scripture will reveal otherwise. John 1:11. Christ came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many of us as have received him, to us gave he power to become the sons of Elohim, even to us that believe on his name. Become is G1096, ginomahi, and means to be finished, come into being, fulfilled. Verse 12 in the Greek, but as many who received him, he gave to them the authority which the children of Yahweh are to attain, to those believing in his name. The Geneva has, but as many as received him, to them he gave prerogative to be the sons of Elohim, even to them that believe in his name. Prerogative means a royal prerogative, is that special preeminence which a king has over all other persons, and out of the course of the common law, in right of his regal dignity. It consists in the possession of certain rights which the king may exercise, to the exclusion of all participation of his subjects. For when a right or privilege is held in common with the subject, it ceases to be a prerogative. Thus, the right of appointing ambassadors and of making peace and war are, in Great Britain, royal prerogatives. The right of governing created beings is the prerogative of the Creator. It is the prerogative of a father to govern his children. It is the prerogative of the understanding to judge and compare. Yahweh is the Father and the King. He has the preeminence. He has the right to exclude all participation of his subjects, meaning disobedient children. He has the right to appoint ambassadors, apostles, preachers, watchmen. Other definitions for prerogative include something that certain people are able or allowed to do or have, but is not possible or allowed for everyone. If something is the prerogative of a particular person or group, it is a privilege or a power that only they have. Prerogative office, the office in which the wills proved in the prerogative court are registered. Everything is established in the scriptures, and the registrations and wills are in the book of life. The Bible is the history book of the race, meaning the generations of Adam. Genesis 1:26 is where our race is given dominion. Genesis 2:7 is where the spirit and DNA was personally given to Adam. Genesis 12:7, Yahweh covenants with Abram and his seed. Genesis 21:12 and Romans 9:7 and Hebrews 11:18 is where Yahweh states, Isaac's seed shall be called. Malachi 1:2 is where Yahweh states it is Jacob he loves. All over Scripture, we see that the children of Israel are Yahweh's chosen, peculiar, special, set-apart people. It's all there. When you answer the call, you are being chosen to hear, see, and understand. You are on your way to attaining your position of son, able to attain your inheritance. You don't get to choose to be saved or accept him. He does the choosing and placing. Yahweh gave us the prerogative, which is the authority or ability to attain our inheritance and to show others. Power in John 1:12 is G1849, exousia, and means power of choice, liberty of doing as one pleases, permission, the power of authority or influence, and of right or privilege, authority to manage affairs. It doesn't mean we get to choose to be saved and go to heaven. It means that when we answer the call, not only do we become eligible to receive our inheritance and placement of son, but we now have the authority to manage the affairs of the household of Yahweh. We are now chosen to witness and to preach the gospel to our lost kinsmen. Verse 6. To the praise of the honor of his grace, or favor, or divine influence, wherein he has made us accepted, or highly favored, among the beloved. He has made us accepted is G5487, karitoo, and means to honor with blessings, compass with favor. It's related to G5485, charis, which is the word grace, and means favor and divine influence. The only people in Scripture shown charis are the children of Israel. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of the penalty of sins, or forgiveness of the penalty of falling away, according to the riches of his grace, or favor, or divine influence, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, or understanding, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he has purposed within himself. Purposed is G4388, prothithamahi, and means to place before, expose to view, to determine. Its related words are pro, which means in front of or prior to, and the word thithami, which means to set, place, establish, ordain. Paul is addressing Israelites about Israelite heritage and Yahweh's purpose for Israelites. Romans 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Yeshua Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Power here in verse 25 is G1410, dunamahi, and means able, capable. Yahweh is able to establish or confirm you to understand the gospel or not. 2 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and favor, which was given us in Christ Yeshua before the world began. Verse 10. That in the dispensation, which means stewardship, or management of the family, of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. This is speaking of his death, and the reconciling of both houses of Judah and Israel under the better covenant. Colossians 1:20. And, having made peace through the blood of his pale, by him to reconcile all things, meaning the two houses, Judah and Israel, the circumcised and the uncircumcised, unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Verse 11, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose, or the setting forth, of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Only Abraham's seed was preordained for Yahweh's purpose. We are his works. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his honor, who first trusted in Christ, meaning those who were aware and had a part in it, meaning walking with Christ. Trusted means expected. The apostles and many of the people expected the Christ because they knew their heritage. Verse 13, in whom you also trusted, after that you have heard, or after that you have perceived, the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you have believed, or understood, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. John 1:17, for the law was given through Moshe, but favor and truth came through Yeshua Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:22, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest, or down payment, of the Spirit in our hearts. Pentecost. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption, or the releasing, of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Earnest is the down payment of the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 5:5 and Romans 8:23. The purchased possession is the seed of Abraham. Not anybody and everybody. Possession is G40:47, peripoiesis, which means one's own property, purchased, acquired. The Greek for verses 12 through 14 reads, for which we are to be in praise of His honor, who before had expectation in the Christ, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the good message of deliverance, in which also, having believed, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise, which is a deposit of our inheritance in regard to redemption of the possession in praise of His honor. The churches say everyone is redeemed, but the scriptures say only Israelites, because we Israelites are His chosen people. Isaiah 43:1, but now thus saith Yahweh that created you, O Jacob, and He that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. From death to life, Ephesians 2:1, and you has He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. The Greek reads, and you, being dead in transgressions and in your errors. Verse 2. Wherein in times past you walked according to the age of this society, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan. The spirit, Satan's spirit, that now works in the children of disobedience, meaning the children of disbelief, unpersuadableness, stubborn, rebellious. Who are the children of disobedience? Well, who was given the law? Israelites. When you step outside the law, you are Antichrist. Now, Satan can enter. Colossians 1:21, and you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your thought by wicked works, yet now has He reconciled. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation, or we all conducted ourselves in times past in the desires of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others, or even like the others. Others who? Other children, the children of darkness, the tares, the descendants of Cain and Esau. Verse 4. But Elohim, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. God doesn't love everybody. Yahweh loves us, the children of Jacob, the vessels of mercy. Yahweh hates the tares, the children of Esau, the vessels of destruction. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Verse 5 in the Greek reads, and we, being dead in transgressions, are made alive with the anointed, meaning the group. In divine influence are you being preserved. Verse 6. And has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Yeshua, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace, or favor, or divine influence, in his kindness toward us among the number of Christ Yeshua. Might means maybe. Maybe if you are among the number of those who will answer the call, you might receive favor or grace. Verse 8, for by grace, or for by favor, or even better yet, for by divine influence are you preserved through faith, or the belief, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of Elohim, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is a free gift from Yahweh, because the promises made to Abraham and his seed, our kinsmen. If we gained grace or favor because of works or rituals, or even following the law, then we could boast that we saved ourselves. The churches boast that they are saved and don't even follow the law or know any truth. Paul is not saying the law or good works are not needed, but simply that they put you into position to receive the favor or grace. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Yeshua unto good works, which Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 10 in the Greek, for his work we are, having been established among the number of Christ Yeshua for good works, which Yahweh before prepared in order that we would walk in them. Ordained is G4282. Proetoimazo, and means prepare or make ready beforehand. Good works are necessary. How do you do good works? Do you just believe? Do you go to church? Do you spread the gospel of Jewish Jesus? Do you eat pork? Are you a good person? These are not good works. Good works are actions based on the Torah, based on what Scripture teaches, based on what Christ taught and demonstrated. Good works are done in truth. You can't do good works in the name of Haimi Jesus. How good are you if you are an unwitting Antichrist participating in 33,000 counterfeit faiths? In Ephesians, we learned that we are chosen before the world began, that adoption means placement of sons, and he already knows who will attain their place. And it's not up to you, it's up to him. That we have the ability to attain our inheritance if we answer the call. When we are chosen, we become shepherds and managers, because it's all about building the kingdom and national salvation, not personal salvation. We are his works, and he has a purpose for us. We must respond. We are loved. If we love back, we are quickened and can join the anointed group if we are obedient. That by divine influence, we are preserved in this life through the belief. That we should walk in the previously prepared instructions and laws given to us by Yahweh. This is how we become chosen. Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect, or as the chosen ones of Elohim, separate and beloved, affections of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and dealing graciously with one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave, or deals graciously with you, so also do you. And above all things, put on love, which is the joining of perfectness. If you just follow the commandment of love your brethren, then you are walking in righteousness. Instead of trying to follow all the commandments, just obey the great commandment of loving your brethren. Matthew 22:36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Yeshua said unto him, You shall love Yahweh thy Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love thy neighbor, or kinsman, as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Neighbor. The Greek word is plesion. It means countryman, brother, kin, someone near to you. It does not mean neighbors of other races. Who are the elect? The believers? No. Who was dedicated on the altar to Yahweh? The seed of Abraham. Isaac, the anointed, called out, set apart, holy and sanctified children of Israel. We see in Colossians that it backs up what was shown previously in Ephesians. It's all about Israelites loving fellow Israelites. The context is God's chosen people, which from Genesis to Colossians and to Revelation is the children of Jacob. The purpose is obeying Yahweh, loving thy racial kinsmen, observing what Yahweh has instructed us in the law and by example, and in doing so, we have access to attain our position of sons in the coming kingdom. We are not saved before, or even have a guarantee. This life is a test. It's an ongoing process of refinement, learning, obeying, and living as a called and chosen child of the Most High. If you are not going to answer the call, live the life, or if you choose to follow Jaime and the 33,000 dinams, then you will not be chosen by Yahweh. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remembering without ceasing your work of the belief, the labor of love, and patience of hope in our Prince Yeshua Christ, in the sight of Yahweh Elohim and our Father. Churches teach that all you have to do is believe, and you gotta have faith. The word faith, when followed by the definite article, the, means the belief, which is allegiance, loyalty, fidelity, meaning to match or copy. Verse 3 is teaching us that we must work at our allegiance to Christ by copying or imitating His example. Verse 4, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election, or that you were chosen by Elohim. The Bible is about a family, a race, the generations of Adam. Genesis 5:1. Abraham had allegiance, or faith, in Yahweh's word. His seed was elected, or chosen, by Elohim. 1 Thessalonians 2:3. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were approved of Elohim to be put in trust, or entrusted, with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Elohim, which tries our hearts. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. Elohim is witness. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome, as the apostles of Christ. They had the ability to use a spiritual authority over these people, but they refrained from that. Unlike the Edomite Jew scribes and Pharisees that reigned over the people with their doctrines of men and lack of mercy. 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Verse 10, you are witnesses, and Elohim also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his children, that you would walk worthy of Elohim, who has called, or who has called forth you unto his kingdom and honor. Colossians 1:10, that you might walk worthy of the Prince unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Elohim. As apostles and shepherds, we have the authority from Yahweh to represent him. Paul was telling his kinsmen that they won't rule over them as the Pharisees did, which they did in deceit. Paul lets his conduct speak for his witnessing. Paul taught the true gospel, which if you walk in, you will be pleasing and fruitful in all that you do. The churches believe that they are walking worthy of God and are called to get people saved. Their intentions may be in the right place, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Matthew 25:5. While the bridegroom tarried, they slumbered and slept. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil and his Jewish children, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We sheep don't know when we are in danger, especially if we trust in unlearned shepherds and Haimi Jesus. Verse 7. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Luke 21:34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Verse 8. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of belief and love, and for a helmet, the expectation of deliverance. For Elohim has not appointed, or ordained, or purposed us to wrath, but for the acquisition of preservation through our Prince Yeshua Christ, who died for us, that, whether we wake, or be alert, or sleep, we should live together with him. The Greek translates as, that whether we may be watching, or may be down-lounging simultaneously together to him, we should be living. The children of Jacob are the vessels appointed for mercy. The children of Esau are the vessels appointed for wrath. If we follow the children of Esau, we are choosing to join with them who wrath awaits. Chapter 2 is warning of the exact reason why most of our people will not be chosen. When we are deceived and take hold of that deception and choose to believe it, we will fight for that belief and shut our eyes and ears to the divine influence, because we have already chosen to believe a delusion. Yahweh knows whose hearts and minds are seared, and who will answer the call when he draws them by the divine influence. Chapter 2 starts out talking to Israelites. Verses 3 through 9 are talking about how Esau is prevailing and deceiving our people, rendering them perishable if they don't wake up. 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Prince Yeshua Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind from this purpose, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, or destruction. The children of Esau are sons of perdition, the vessels of destruction. Romans 9:22. What if Elohim, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? Verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called of Elohim, or that is worshipped, so that he as Elohim sits in the temple of Elohim, showing himself that he is Elohim. Called, where it says, all that is called God, is G3004, lego, and means to say, to speak, affirm over, maintain, teach, exhort, advise, command, direct, point out, intend, call, name, mention, relate, boast, describe, show, and lay forth. Lego. All that is called God. Do not the churches lego all about Jesus and the Lord? Well, if they are doing all this lego-ing in the name of Jewish Jesus, then aren't they exalting Jaime above Yeshua? If they are praising the Lord, which is a title in reference to Baal, then aren't they exalting Baal above Yahweh? Today, we are the temple of Yahweh. If we have Jaime Jesus in our heart, aren't we putting Jaime above Yeshua? Aren't we claiming Jaime as God? Isn't Jaime standing in the holy place where he ought not and showing he is our God? If Jewish Jesus is in your heart, then you are not chosen, and you have become Antichrist. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that this is the last time. The churches have developed an unrighteous ego because they believe the lies the Jews trained our people to take a hold of. They believe they are saved, and that when they lego to other people about Jewish Jesus, they haven't saved that person. They're helping the Jews destroy that person. The Greek in verses 3 through 4 reads, you should not be deceived by anyone in any way, because the apostasy, or the falling away, is to come first, and the man of lawlessness is to be revealed, the son of destruction, he who is opposing and exalting himself above everything said to be a god or an object of worship. And so he is seated in the temple of Yahweh, representing himself that he is a god. The churches teach that there will be one man, the Antichrist. Scripture teaches that anyone who is not with Christ is against Christ, hence Antichrist. The Jews are famous for denying Christ, and rightfully so, because they are of their father, the devil. The man of lawlessness, the children of Satan, has already been revealed by Christ. Christ exposing the temple authorities, being the Canaanite Edomite Jews. Verse 5. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And you know that which now prevails, the man of sin, for him to be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already operating, the man of sin prevailing only presently until he should be out of the way. And then shall that wicked, the lawless, be revealed, whom the master shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness of his coming, whose presence is in accordance with the operation of the adversary in all power and signs and wonders of falsehood, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, meaning the ones being destroyed, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be preserved. And for this cause Elohim shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Send is G3992, pempo, and means to transmit, bestow, insert. Yahweh gives his children what they want. If it's delusions, you'll get plenty of them. Romans 1:24. Wherefore, Elohim also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the belief, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Verse 12. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Romans 1:32. Who knowing the judgment of Elohim, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Looks like that mean old God of the Old Testament is still around. He's more than just love. A strong delusion is the doctrine that today's churches teach. Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to Elohim for you, brethren, beloved of the Prince, because Elohim has from the beginning chosen you to preservation and sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Chosen is G 138, hahi reomahi, and means to take for oneself, to prefer, to elect to office. Verse 14, whereunto he called, or whereunto he called forth you by our gospel, to the obtaining, or acquisition, of the honor of our Prince Yeshua Christ. Obtaining is 4047, peripoiesis, and means a preserving, a possession, peculiar, purchased, saving. All these definitions are describing Israelites because all these words are to, for, and about Israelites. Nowhere in Scripture are these words universally used for the other races, the Jews, Gentiles, or the church. Yahweh did not choose any of those, never has, never does, and never will. Verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast, and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Notice the words brethren and traditions. These are statements of family. Paul is an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. The people he is writing to are his brethren, and the traditions are the traditions of the children of Israel, who are the chosen ones. The apostles constantly warned of the traditions of the Jews, which are not the traditions of the Israelites. It's time to stop identifying as a trans-Gentile. It's time to learn who you are and whose you are.
Like a king who hides in shadows, while a thief usurps his throne, you stumble down through all your days without direction. While the soldiers and the servants who should be at your command are all abandoned to surrender and defection. As the kingdom groans beneath the load, your feet go running down the road in panic. You've forgotten all I've told you. You just call, you'd see me there at the very instant of your prayer. But you've bought a bill of goods, the liar sold you. I have chosen you, there's no need to run away. I have chosen you, why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all, I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied.